Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Conine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Benito Santiago. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Abbott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brett Barbary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Rapp. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Pat Rapp. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting second. The second baseman, Geronimo Pena. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeil. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Alan Watson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Alan Watson. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Zeil fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilkey hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conine strikes out. One out. Greg Colbron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeil fields it, and throws to 1st. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zeil. Colbron moves to 2nd. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Colbron moves to 3rd. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott strikes out. 2 outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary takes 1st base on ball 4. Santiago moves to 2nd. Pat Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeil bunts towards the mound. Rapp fields it and throws to 1st for the out. one out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Watson fires to first and picks off Carr. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Conine is 0 for 1 in the game. Conine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Oquendo hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Watson hits a fly ball into left field. Conine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilkey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun strikes out. One out. Benito Santiago batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santiago is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abbott is 0 for 1 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kyle Brunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeil batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zeil is 0 for 1 in the game. Zeil takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Zeil moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Barbary takes first base on ball 4. Pat Rapp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapp bunts towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. Barbary moves to second. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barbary moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignazzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kahlbrun scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oquendo for the out. Two outs. Alan Watson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conine is 0-for-2 in the game. Conine strikes out. One out. Greg Kahlbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kahlbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Kahlbrun hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Santiago is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santiago hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kahlbrun moves to second. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0-for-2 in the game. Abbott strikes out. Two outs. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barbary is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Barbary is hit by the pitch. Kahlbrun moves to third. Santiago moves to second. Pat Rapp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conine. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lankford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. John Habian now pitching. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carr moves to second. Rene Arocha now pitching. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Carr moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Conin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conin is 0 for 3 in the game. Conin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barbary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignazzi hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Oquendo is 0 for 2 in the game. Oquendo hits a fly ball into right field. Sheffield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colbrun strikes out. One out. Benito Santiago is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santiago is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santiago strikes out. 2 outs. Kurt Abbott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abbott is 0 for 3 in the game. Abbott hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia pinch hits for Rene Arocha. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Abbott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gilkey. The throw from Santiago and he is safe. Gilkey steals second. Geronimo Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops it up and throws to first, with Rapp covering, for the out. Gilkey moves to third. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffries is walked intentionally. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barbary is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Barbary hits a pop-up. Barbary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Marlins, 1, Cardinals, 1. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Pat Rapp. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jeffries scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Robnan now pitching. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zeile hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Konien. Lankford reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten is walked intentionally. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Pignazzi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lankford scores. Whiten moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Florida Marlins, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.